Hello everyone, tonight is Monday, March the 22nd, 2021. Our topic is repeated mistakes. Repeated mistakes. Our reading is in Number 16, 1 to 50, and Psalms 105, 15. God, in His infinite wisdom, grace, and mercy, has given us the chance to right our wrong and try again. God confronts Cain and gives him the opportunity to try again and right his wrong. But Cain pouted and did not admit his mistake and went his own way away from God. When faced with mistakes, whether by God or by man, we need to take a close look and honestly admit our mistakes and choose God's way instead of Cain's way. In many of the books of the Bible, there is a long summary of Israel's history and wrongdoing. This reminds us to learn from other people's mistakes. We also need to always look back at our own history and avoid repeating the same mistakes over and over. Reviewing our past mistakes helps us to understand how to improve our present and future behavior. We must learn from our past mistakes so that we can grow and become the kind of people God wants us to be. Constant learning is one of the keys to spiritual growth. Our lesson should be, we must constantly learn from our past mistakes. We must constantly learn from others' mistakes. We must avoid making the same mistakes over again. When confronted, do we admit and fix our mistakes, or do we deny and continue in our wrongdoing? The tribe of Korah and many from the tribe of Reuben took 250 men and stirred them wrong against Moses and Aaron. Moses fell upon his face, asking God in prayer what to do. Moses then confronted them and reasoned with their ringleader, Korah, and other tribes, but to no good results. Dathan and Abiram also refused to come and talk, but insulted Moses. They all contended for the priesthood and were angry with why Aaron and Moses were the ones chosen for leadership. In Psalms 105:15, God warned against anyone touching the chosen of God. So God kills all 250 men and separated all the others. In verse 32 to 35, the word describes how they were consumed. In brief, the earth opened up and swallowed them. What a horrible way to die. The rest of the congregation that watched all this, instead of submitting to God, turned against Moses and Aaron also, and accused them of killing all the 250 men. So God consumed the congregation that consisted of 14,700 men by a plague, and none of them survived. Their major wrong was that they did not learn from watching other people's mistakes. The tribe of Korah unjustly charged Moses and Aaron with taking the honor they had upon themselves. While we know from Hebrews 5.4, that Moses and Aaron were ordained by God. Korah's sins were that they despised authority. They despised authority ordained by God, resisted the power God set over them, resisted God's choice of leaders. They undermined God's choice of His leaders. They were proud, envious, had wrong ambitions, wicked, contested and conflicted with God's choice. Moses reasoned with them, but to no avail. Therefore, he left the case in God's hands and left it to him to decide. Moses showed them the privilege they had as Levites. They had no reason to aspire to the honor of the priesthood, and said to them, "Does it seem a small thing to you to gather against God?" Korah charged Moses and Aaron of wrongdoing for bringing them out of Egypt. They also mocked the land of milk and honey. They charged Moses and Aaron with the motive to bring them out and kill them in the wilderness. They accused Moses of enslaving them and making himself prince over them, and deceived them about the great land God is bringing them to. Moses appealed to God and begged God to defend his integrity. He referred them to God's judgment, and God decided to consume them. Had they been satisfied with their office as Levites, which was sacred and honorable, they might have lived and served God. Thousands of people watched God's judgment in killing all the rebels. They watched how the earth opened and swallowed all of them. They saw Moses and Aaron vindicated by God. Yet, the very next day, in verse 41, it says, on the very next day, the same sin of Korah was repeated. The same people who watched God's judgment on Korah and saw the earth open and swallow the 250 Levites now rebelled the same way as Korah did, attacking Moses and Aaron and accusing them of killing the tribe of Korah. They said to Moses and Aaron, "You have killed the people of the Lord unjustly and maliciously." So God consumed the congregation of 14,700 men that turned also against Moses and Aaron, accusing them of killing the men of Korah, and he killed them all by a plague. They did not learn from watching other people's mistake, and that cost them their lives. There's nothing shameful about making a mistake, but repeating that mistake is an act of a fool. A fault denied is twice committed. Many three-word phrases in our language are powerful, but the most powerful of them all is, "I was wrong." We must be very careful not to repeat our mistakes or other people's mistakes. They say only a fool makes the same mistake twice. God calls all people unto salvation, and then he calls special people to serve him, and he also calls people for a higher calling. This choice is decided in heaven. Paul says, "I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me, because he considered me faithful, putting me into service." Also in Acts 9:15, the Lord said regarding Paul, "He is a chosen vessel to bear my name." We must always remember to respect anyone chosen and appointed by God for a specific cause and pray for them. The Bible says no men were suffered to wrong them, and even those that hated them, their hands were tied and could not do what they wanted to do with them. May this principle be carved in our hearts so that we support God's choices, assist them, pray for them, and honor them. And that is God's will. Amen.